EY today.
Another big week, of course, on tap out of D.C. We always turn to our friends at Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner, so gracious to join us on the weekend, heading into the week. And it's a big one, Ellen, to say the least, and littered with all kinds of different issues. But first, let's start with the president. He's going to be in Memphis. What is he doing in Memphis?
Well, he's going to be speaking. He had a contest, and I guess the Booker T. Washington High School submitted some kind of video, and they've also improved their graduation rate astronomically. And so he's going to be speaking at that high school tomorrow in Memphis. I was just in Memphis on Thursday, and everybody was all excited about this. And then he's going to be taking a look at some of the flood issues.
Oh, yeah, boy, it's terrible what's happening. And, of course, you know this in Mississippi, some of the decisions that have had to be made. And it's crazy to realize what's happened with the Army Corps of Engineers and some of the floodplains and things that have happened as a result of some of what they've had to open up, unfortunately. And with the flooding, I think people just don't realize, and you know, you spend a lot of time even in Mississippi itself, what the Mississippi River is really like. Don't you think that there's some confusion as to just how big it is and how swollen it's been?
Yeah, I think people don't realize how the Mississippi can really become a huge river. Mm. I mean, it's large enough in those spots anyway, but it can, when it swells, I mean, it can have, in some respects, almost the power of an ocean.
Yeah, absolutely. How about let's turn back to politics for a second of a different sort. Congressman Paul Ryan is going to decide sometime this week whether he's going to jump into the Senate seat there?
Yes, he is. I think it would not be a very smart move for him, but, it's okay if he wants to do it with his life. Why would anybody give up the kind of power and megaphone he has to be essentially a junior senator?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I agree.
I would doubt it, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, Huckabee decided to take money and fame over being a presidential candidate?
Exactly. I was just going to say that he's not joining the race. He's smart. He's realizing. I think he's looking at what's ahead. And so now he can just sit back, take the bucks, and commentate all the way to the bank. Absolutely. King Abdullah of Jordan, his name has come up a lot lately, and for good reason, with what we're seeing with what's happening in the Middle East. What's going on with King Abdullah and the administration?
Well, this is going to kind of be a little bit Mideast week. King Abdullah is coming to the White House on Tuesday, and Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday. So we're getting two big visits.
Yeah, no kidding. Also this week, I wondered, I'm just going to throw this out there, but the Endeavor is supposed to, the shuttle's supposed to launch. Is the president going to try to hightail back there for that? I guess not, because he's got too much on his plate.
Yeah, I think he's got too much on his plate. I think he went down, he spoke with the crew, he spoke with Gabby Giffords, and I think that's about as far as it's going to go.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people listening to America Tonight happened to catch the 60 Minutes interview with Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense, who's the outgoing Secretary of Defense, and his career spanning two different administrations, Bush administration and, of course, the Obama administration. What'd you think of that on a scale of 1 to 10?
I thought that both last week's interview with the president and this week's interview of Gates was very softball, and as I think you and I were saying off air, it's not the 60 Minutes we grew up with.
Yeah, no kidding. What do you think? Are they trying to soften them up for some big story they're breaking?
I have no idea, but this is the second interview in 2 weeks. It's really quite astounding.
Yeah. So pay attention, everyone listening, because they're always saying that, Ellen, that people aren't hard enough. There's too many softball questions out there. I would have to agree, certainly not when it comes to you guys. What else is coming up in Washington? Anything else
that
we should...
Well, of course, I mean, we still have a lot of the budget hearings and everything going on this week, so that's going to be very busy. Netanyahu is actually going to come and address Congress. And don't forget, Newt Gingrich on the Paul Ryan plan, saying that it's too big of a jump and too radical. Newt is clearly positioning himself as much more the statesman in the middle.
Yeah. All right. So we'll pay attention to what goes on, especially with those key visits early in the week. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure, at some point this week. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
You got it.
All right. Hope everyone had a great weekend. And as we were talking there, Ellen and I, for some, it was a tough weekend because you've got towns along that Mississippi River on Sunday where people were just packing. They were throwing everything they could in the car. Not packing because they were excited to jam the car full of pots and pans and blankets and pillows and all that stuff, because they were heading off to some vacation somewhere that they could drive to in some cabin. No, they were packing up stuff because they had to get out of there now. The whole sandbag thing and all that outside the house, that's not going to work. In some of these places where the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers opened two gates on Sunday morning, we knew this was happening. The Morganza Spillway was one. That's about 115 miles outside of New Orleans. Bobby Jindal, the governor, was telling people that he didn't say it was a definite, but he said you might think about getting out of there, get out of there as soon as you can last week. So this is after opening the first two bays the day before on Saturday. And the plan is to let that water gush out from about one-fourth of the spillways, 125 bays. That's how many there are. That way, Baton Rouge and New Orleans don't get slammed with the floods because they have bigger populations there. But still, it's like I said, it's eeny, meeny, miny, moe. How horrible for the people who choose to live in a smaller town. Whoops, you just happen to be in the way. There's like 4,000 people who live along the river. So they're done. I mean, their homes are done. They're getting the flood. They're getting the brunt of the flood. Now, if you live in the bigger areas, you're probably going to be spared. That's why they're opening those gates. And they're going to do that. Some of the spillways gates, they're going to crack them open for weeks. So if they do that, do the math. How long is someone displaced? So it's going to be at least that long before, this is how bad it is. And people don't realize this. If it's out of sight, out of mind, I know nothing about the Mississippi River. If you're living someplace else, you just have no clue as to how bad it is. Let me tell you how bad it is. All that stuff I just described, and imagine that for weeks on end. So people who evacuated, they're gone until June, probably June, if they're lucky. And the decision to open the spillways is and move people out, this is, I think, unbelievable, because it's going to divert water away from some cities and then other parts get flooded. So what do you do for the people who get flooded? I mean, how many people listening to me live in a smaller town outside of a larger metropolitan area? Can you imagine if that was the choice? Oop, sorry, you chose to live in an area where there wasn't as many people. It's what they say they have to do. Why weren't there other ways to do this? When they designed all this crap, couldn't they have figured this out, that, well, what happens if it swells up? Because, yes, it hardly ever happens, but what happens when it does? Well, then they'll say, well, that's the reason we have the spillways, and sorry about the people who live along there. So across the South and the Midwest, well, some of us were off having a great weekend, they were packing to hightail it out of there. And some of them haven't gone back to their homes because they're flooded. And you wait and see what we're going to pay for rice. And in some cases, corn, wheat, rice, cotton. I mean, just destroyed in massive farmland. Like 3 million acres of the stuff. Ooh. I feel for the people, definitely. All right. On to happier things. Switching gears quickly, because we are getting close to that time when people are taking vacations. Can you afford to take one? We're going to talk about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Talk about vacations and where people are headed this summer with gas and whatnot, and especially if you have a whole bunch of kids. A couple of things about the show. One, the Preakness is coming up, which is the second leg of the Triple Crown. So we're going to give away what I call a Sports Princess prize pack. In other words, seven books, sports books, pretty fresh off the market, some of them not even available in the stores. That's part of the Sports Princess prize pack, including an Evel Knievel book, which I'm starting to read it, and I'm really getting sucked into it. It's a fascinating read, actually. So that will be yours, along with bragging rights, if you are able to do a win, place, and show. In other words, you come up with a trifecta and you nail it exactly, then the Sports Princess prize pack will be all yours. You give them away to your friends if you can't read all those books. But it is summertime. It is a time to read. And there'll be people that will take trips, and that's what they'll do. They'll go someplace close and cheap where they can hang out by the pool and just read, or somewhere on a beach somewhere where they can just kick back and not worry about all the technology that's rattling around in their bag. They're not going to answer that BlackBerry. They're not going to do any of that. So we're going to get to that in a second. But mark that down. Thursday, third hour, trifecta, Preakness. We'll be doing it again, just like the Kentucky Derby. So the second leg of the Triple Crown for fun, we're going to do a very similar thing where you just pick one, two, and three. Also, coming up on the show in 3.5 weeks, I guess it's 3.5 weeks, we will be broadcasting from the United Nations. Oh, there are so many questions, aren't there, to ask of the people in the United Nations, the various, I'll call them representatives of various countries. So excited about that. We'll take the show there We'll see what we find out from the UN and broadcast from New York and also from Philadelphia. That's in 3.5 weeks. So I'll be taking a trip. And actually, this trip for me would be pretty cheap. One, because it's business, but two, because it's mixed with family. So I'm from the Northeast, and you stay with family. That way you can combine both business and pleasure, and you get to see everyone because you don't live anywhere near them. A lot of people will take, I think, are going to take trips like that, where you have family or friends and you crash with them. They're people you haven't seen, so you're going to visit, and yet if they live near anything cool, you get to go and see that. If you have friends in Seattle, there's things that you can do in Seattle with, you know, down by the water, down by Pike's Market, cool things to go and tour and fun things to do there, absolutely. Also, you know, you could pick any spot. You could pick California. You could pick the Midwest. Almost anywhere they've got amusement parks and that kind of stuff. So that'd be cheap if you had children. You combine it with the, certainly with seeing the family, but a lot of people do that where they have family reunions. And I think what will probably, you know, what's probably going to happen for a lot of people is they'll take the closer trips if they're going to go in a car. If they're going to go in a plane, it depends on, same thing, it depends on where they're going. Instead of taking a road trip, does it make more sense to take the flight? When you're a solo person, and you don't realize this, but when you start to add, well, you add a spouse, then that's extra expense. And, of course, every other person you add on as the children are older, you start talking about a family of four, even with breaks here and there, plus paying for luggage, it's pretty expensive. You're looking for package deals. So I was talking to a buddy at a travel agency the other day, and he said more and more people, especially if they're going to try to go someplace like Florida or California, because you think of Disney World and Disneyland, the thing that people do and the thing that makes sense is they take the time to really shop around and hit Orbitz and Expedia and all those sites where you do the car, the hotel, and ultimately you get more bang for your buck sometimes because you'll get price breaks, bigger price breaks than if you do it straight up. And also you can call the hotels, as we used to have our friend on, Bob Diener from GetARoom.com, and he would tell us all the time, you call up the hotels and say you want the best rate available, the rate that's not advertised. And then you hope that you have somebody who understands what you're talking about at the front desk, and that way you get the best rate. The problem is because we all have ADD and we're also busy, people just, boom, they decide they want to go somewhere. They think about it. They start to sort of make loose plans in their head, and then they don't follow through. And they wait till the last second. And when you wait till the last second, I think, is when you get burned, unless you're willing, where you have dates to play with and you're willing to wait for last-minute fares, because those will always come through. If you go, I think the best site to go to is kayak.com. If you go to kayak.com and you sign up for their alerts, which I'm not pushing them and they're not paying me to push them, I'm just saying because I have traveled enough. If you go there, pop in the alert, then every time a good airfare comes up to the place you want to go, they'll send you an email. And I'm telling you, it can make a huge difference. It can be a $200 swing just by putting that in there, because it'll look for those flights, because they want you to book through them. So anytime they see the right kind of flight come up from wherever it is that you were trying to go, they'll push it to you. And that's another great thing to do. Another thing you can do is do these vacation rental options where you go and it's kind of like a, it's not kind of like, but you go and you have a homestay somewhere where somebody flips the house, your house sitting, in other words. You're not flipping the house. Your house set is sitting, and that's an inexpensive thing because usually it's free or costs very little. And if it's an area where you want to be, you can save some money that way. So, Matt, I think we need to take America Tonight on the road somewhere where we're house sitting for some very wealthy people, and we'll just broadcast from there.
Start using those connections you got. Let's start doing this.
Let's start thinking about where we want to go, and we will broadcast. That would be a fun thing to do. What do you think, America? We'll just pick places. We'll find these houses where you can house sit, and we'll go, and we'll start doing shows from these areas. We'll just be, we'll have, we'll call it a week or 2 weeks of being nomads, and Matt and I will travel to these random places, and then we can tell you, when I always say these nooks and crannies, we can tell you about the nooks and crannies, and maybe we can help you plan a cheap, cheap, cheap place to get away. I like this idea. I do. I like this idea. A lot of people, too, when they're traveling now, it's so amazing. Everything's about apps, and I'm kind of iffy on the apps. I mean, I have the iPhone deal, and I have some of the obvious apps, but there are so many out there, including the Ultimate Guide to Travel. Yeah. So if you get this Ultimate Guide to Travel, I guess it does everything. The same thing that I was just telling you. Finding the flight, it tracks the itinerary, it tells you where you can get a decent cup of coffee, where you can find ATMs, places to eat. I mean, there's just no way that you have to blindly go into some place anyway with the kind of stuff that we have at our fingertips. And all of us have some sort of a BlackBerry, iPhone, whatever, I think, at this point. I look around, kind of that's my new thing, when I look around to see what people are using. And it's very rare occasionally, but it's very, very rare that I see somebody flip open, you know, one of the flip phones anymore. Usually there's no flipping open. It's holding up BlackBerry, smartphones, Androids, you know, whatever it is. Okay, here's a quick reminder, too, as somebody zapped me this earlier in the day. If you want to go to the 2012, excuse me, Olympics, the Summer Olympics, remember, here we are. We're almost into the summertime. The games don't start until July of next year, but you got to start planning that trip right now if you even want to make it somewhat affordable and convenient. If you don't start doing that and booking airfare and whatever to London, you will never get in. If you wait till the fall or wait till the winter, it's not going to happen. Opening and closing ceremonies. You know what the tickets start at? $32. That doesn't sound that bad, right? But you can't see anything but dots on the field. If you want a really good seat, you're going to have to pay $3,200. $3,200. Whoa! Come on now. I know there's some people with that kind of cash floating around that are listening to America tonight. I know it. Coming up, we can count.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-3255. 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Topping a We Can Count. Gallup does its daily thing, you know, the president's job approval rating. And that's gone back down a little bit. The approval rating is at 48%. People who approve, disapprove 44%. By the way, just to throw this in on top stories of the week and the story that just keeps on giving, I'm so sick of talking about the debt. I'm sick of talking about it because talk does nothing. Let's see some action. But I'm not on the action side of the ledger. If the people in Washington would just sit down and figure it out. It's called burning the midnight oil. Order some pizzas. Figure it out. Sit down. Get a scratch pad. Get an iPad. Whatever. And figure it out. It sounds so simplistic and almost stupid to say, but it's the truth. They waste so much time grandstanding, and ultimately they're going to raise the debt ceiling anyway from that aspect. So what do you have as far as the debate is? 47% oppose raising the debt ceiling. 47%. 19% favor it. And it's because we're tired of hearing about it. We're tired of the bailouts. This is like the wrong time for trying to present a bailout. Saying, oops, well, we screwed up, but we can't do this. If we don't raise the debt ceiling, the world will crash and burn. Which really, it would be pretty disastrous if we don't raise the debt ceiling. But how do you think people are going to feel when you randomly ask them that question? They're tired of hearing about it. Tired of hearing about it. Newt Gingrich, earlier in the week, announced that he was running for president. He did it via Twitter, right? So people are starting to ask about Gingrich. He's coming up in the polls more. One of the things that Gallup asked was about the recognition factor. Do you know him? That kind of thing. 84%, check this out, recognize him. But on the positive side, Ooh, he's not doing so good in that category. And you got to think Gingrich goes back, really, 90s. That's Gingrich politically. So the former Speaker of the House announces his candidacy. He's known among the GOP, but he has a below average and even declining what they call positive intensity score. And what's really crazy is Mike Huckabee got the highest positive intensity score as far as Republicans are concerned for people who recognize him and whatnot. And, of course, he's been on TV a lot with the Fox thing. And Huckabee doesn't want to run. He's saying he's out of the race. As you know, we talked about it. He's out. He's done. So of the plethora of candidates, you can pull Huckabee off the board. And yet in this Gallup poll, it says he receives the best positive score that you could possibly receive. Another one bites the dust. And they got to figure this out. They got to figure this out soon. Absolutely. How about what happened at the box office this weekend? Thor, you know, we do our cheap movie reviews on Friday morning. Thor was number one at the box office, which I thought it would be. It's a 3D superhero kind of thing. Marvel Comics, and they're thumping everybody. So $34.5 million for the second weekend. The total haul for Thor is $119.2 million. Whew. Not playing in the same neighborhood as Iron Man 2, which same time last year was at $211 million, but still pretty darn good. I think they expected it would do well, but maybe not as well as it is doing. Bridesmaids opened this weekend, has a kind of a crazy title because a lot of men actually have gone to see it, and I would think the bridesmaid title might scare off a lot of guys, making them think it's like Sex in the City, but it is not like Sex in the City, not really. It's pretty raunchy. It's like picture Hangover, all the guys, the whole Hangover thing, only women. And they do pull it off somehow. Kristen Wiig is the maid of honor in this movie. And it's a crazy other cast of characters around her. She wrote this movie. And this debuted higher than they thought. Came in second place, $24.4 million. And it's a word-of-mouth kind of thing, I think. We did the, precursor to the movie, talking about it and giving you our ideas on what we thought that it would be like. And I figured it would fare decently, but it did a little bit better than I thought it would. Now, what's going to come out next week, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. It's the fourth film of that Disney franchise. Johnny Depp, you know, as Captain Jack Sparrow. That's going to be huge. I mean, huge. Also, Hangover Part 2, that comes out Memorial Day weekend. So does Kung Fu Panda. See, now some of the bigger movies are starting to trickle out, and I think you're going to see a lot of people go and see those. We move from movies to oil. Unfortunately, the reality is we can't hide behind the fantasy of where we want it to be. Oil prices did fall, though, on Monday in Asia. Crude is now, you know, crude became more expensive for investors with the whole U.S. dollar rally. So oil prices are below 99 a barrel at this point, 98.81. That's midday Singapore time anyway on Monday on the New York Mercantile Exchange. That could change a little bit as we get later in the day. However, that's where it is at this point. This is a sad tale to tell, but with the massacres and the drug cartels and all of that, it is a number, and it is an awful number. 27 people were killed in a horrible massacre in Guatemala, very near the Mexico border, and they say it might be worse than 27. What happened was some raiders attacked a small town about 300 miles or so north of the capital. Two women were killed in the attack, and then there were a bunch of other people certainly that were killed. They found a mass grave, and they said they can't remember when they had seen such a mass killing on this scale since Guatemala's civil war ended back in 96. And when I think of Guatemala, I just don't think they're right. I don't think of that. I don't think that that is that dangerous, but it has become more dangerous. And so police believe that there is a link to the Mexican drug cartel, the Zetas, and that northern area of the Guatemalan border is a big drug transfer, a point for coke that moves up from South America. So they think it might have something to do with that. It might be linked to it anyway. 27 people and the two women that were there. Whew. Wow. We move to snowstorms. Would you believe the snowstorm of California delayed the tour of California? Talk about unseasonable. Race organizers delayed the original start by 3 hours and then agreed to shorten the 118.7-mile stage in the hopes of getting underway if the weather conditions cleared up. This is actually a pretty big bike race. 18 teams, 144 riders made it to the starting line. They were a minute away from beginning the race. Everybody's excited. And then they officially decided we're not doing it because they were looking at the weather conditions and they said they couldn't put the riders out on the course with the way the forecast was. So now this 8-day event is going to be 7 days starting Monday with a 133-mile ride from Squaw Valley Ski Resort to Sacramento. So the riders are disappointed. There's an American, if you knew anything about racing, you'd probably know this guy's great guy, Levi Leipheimer. He's a 3-time winner of the race, and he said, he's disappointed, and he's disappointed for the racing fans, but they thought it was too risky in the ever-changing weather, so they're happy actually that they abandoned it because it would probably be just a tad too risky to run that race, and it's a good thing they didn't, but there are people that are absolutely disappointed that it didn't happen. And who would think when you go to the start of this race, yes, it's a little cooler in the mountains and everything, but I don't believe they thought that they were not going to see those guys race. All right, quickly, one more thing, and this is a big one. An elderly Miami imam and two of his sons were picked up on federal charges that they gave $50,000 to the Pakistani Taliban. Three others in Pakistan have been indicted on charges of distributing the money that they sent. So here we go again with that American pipeline, that connection. And Ali Khan, the guy who I just mentioned, 76 years old, was picked up over the weekend at the Miami Mosque. It's called the Flagler Mosque. One of his sons, who's just 24 years old, was also picked up, and then another son was stopped in Los Angeles, and the three are U.S. citizens. The mosques themselves aren't suspected in any of this. It's just that they happen to go to these mosques. And there are also some people that are missing in Pakistan, Khan's daughter, grandson, and some other man, because they took the money or they were distributing the money and they have all the transactions. And you know what the money was going to be used for? Support militants' families, promote the cause of the Pakistani Taliban, buy guns. Nice. Nice. Glad they caught him. Absolutely. Any thoughts on the show, or you want to hit us up on Twitter or Facebook, you know how you can do that. Go to americatonight.net.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To another version of America Tonight and another week in May. We are getting so close to June, we can almost touch it. For some, it's a nightmare. That means the kids are out of school, right, if you have children. For others, it can be a good thing. Like if you're a teacher and you're listening and all is well, you're not worried about your job, everything's good, and you can actually take the summer off or you go and do something else for the summer. Good for you. Mm-hmm. But not so good for the people in Mississippi. We started talking about that at the top of this hour. And to bring it all around again, there are people right now probably, some of them maybe even listening to my voice, who have had to evacuate, who have had to just flee their homes because, unfortunately, they were in the wrong place for what the Corps of Army Engineers decided they needed to do, and that was open a spillway. So that means they have to move because their house is going to be flooded. Their neighborhoods are going to be flooded. These various subdivisions, thousands of people, they have to get out of the flood's path. And you see them doing it. I was looking at the Morganza Spillway. That's the name of this particular area that they're pushing the water from. And, it's just got to be gut-wrenching if you're the people that live there. I can't get that image out of my head. These people in this low-lying area who just get ordered to leave. Sorry, got to go. We're opening the floodgates because we can't have those people in Baton Rouge, New Orleans, suffer the consequences. And you are in a town of thousands of people, but that's it. So we got to minimize the devastation downriver. And you're just living on the wrong part of the river. Anybody in that low-lying area? Ooh. So there's got to be people. I mean, there is got to be people that are scared to death. And it's going to be weeks before they even get to go back to their homes. Yeah. Awful. And so this whole Mississippi thing is not going away overnight. I mean, these are historic, sadly historic floods that people are being slammed with. All right, one other quick thing. Somebody asked me this question over the weekend. I'm going to ask you this. Do you know what planking is? Any idea what planking is? It's a very popular activity in Australia. So you might have heard of it. Some people in the U.S. Try to do it. But planking is a growing popular thing to do on social media sites. People post photos of themselves lying down in crazy or silly locations. But unfortunately, there was a guy who fell to his death trying to do one of these planking things to pop it on the internet. And he was trying to balance himself on a high-rise building balcony, and he fell over and died. Planking. Oh, not worth it. Planking is not worth it if you're putting yourself in harm's way. I don't get it. Jeff is listening to us in Oregon. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Kate, how are you? And I told Shelly I raised $622, and I told her I'm going to meet the wrestlers next week named John Cena and the twins, the girl twins, the Bella twins, Kate. I don't know if you're into wrestling or not, but I'm going to meet those guys and tell them about your show. What
John,
do you think about that, Kate?
I know who John is. That's great. I know who John is. You're spreading the word. You're like the bearer of good news for this show. John, I know who John is. I don't know the twins, though.
The Bellas are the WWE Women's Champions.
Oh, okay. I'm sure
Shelly
can
probably tell you about them if you ask her sometime. You know, Shelly's probably good at all that, Kate.
On wrestling? Good on wrestling? I like that. We're giving away wrestling books. We got a couple of them. One is Mankind, who you probably know who that is, right? Mankind?
Yes, I do, Kate. I know a bunch of them personally.
Well, good for you. Boy, Special Olympics has been very, very good to you. I mean, you've met a lot of interesting people.
And I told people about your show throughout this country who I talked to about America Tonight.
Oh, that's great.
I never did get my business card yet either.
Okay, well, you've got to leave an address for us and we'll send it to you, all right?
I did.
Oh, I didn't get that. You'll have to leave it with Matt. Matt's good at that. Leave it with Matt and I'll send you some business cards, I promise.
I left it with
Ambassador.
Matt before.
Then it's my fault. I didn't get it for some reason.
The mayor told me to tell you, Kate, I'm an ambassador.
That's what I said. You're the official ambassador for America Tonight. There you go.
There you go, Shelly. Now you got to give me a hand, Shelly.
All right, Jeff, hang on. I'm going to have Matt really get that address from you. He might have sent it to me, and I didn't get it. It's probably my fault. My bad. So you hang on, and we'll do it again. I promise. We'll do it again. Stay on the line. We'll do it again. All right, let's move from Jeff to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you? Oh, my. I think he's planking somewhere. Are you trying to plank somewhere? We got to let Dan go. There's too much static there. We're going to have to get him some kind of a new phone. Ooh. All right, so since I wrote that thing about planking, I've already gotten two little quick hits here, two little emails. One is from this guy, Bueller, and he says Bueller. He spells it, by the way, like Bueller. And Bueller says, Kate, planking is all the rage down under. But I don't know that many people do that in the United States. They don't call it planking. They would call it something else. It's called the lying down game. And I guess that's what they call it, planking. And people are trying to outdo each other. That's why he was on that high-rise building, because he didn't think he was going to fall to his death, but because he was going to try to climb up the ladder. Here's another one. This one is from Susan. She says, heard you mention seconds ago the planking deal. If you go to YouTube, it's really, really popular, and it seems to be a bigger deal overseas than here in this country, but there's people who do all kinds of crazy things, even just lying down in front of the Eiffel Tower, and it looks like they're really stuck right in the middle of it. You can see that if you go to YouTube or Facebook. Yeah, I don't know. I get it. That's just like pranking to me. It's the money shot, a photo, whatever. It just has a nickname, I guess, is the thing. 90,000 people have hit this Planking Australia site, though. And now there's other people who are doing it, so it's actually really spread. There's Planking Ireland, there's Planking Norway. So, yeah, it's absolutely caught on, to be sure. Wow. Planking. We were talking earlier this hour about going to those houses and doing the nomadic thing for America Tonight and randomly broadcasting, and you could kind of guess where we are. We'd give clues. That would be fun. It'd be kind of ripping off the Today Show when they used to do Where in the World is Matt Lauer, although I don't think they gave prizes away for that. But I don't think we'll be doing the planking thing if we hook this up and we end up on the road. I don't see myself climbing into scary, treacherous positions to try to do the plank thing. All right, this is no joke. I'm very excited about this. This is Shuttle Week, once again, the Endeavour, Kennedy Space Center. So Monday, they're hoping it looks good. You never know. The weather looks good. They're hoping to launch the space shuttle. The Congresswoman, Gabby Giffords, is going to be there to watch her husband, Mark Kelly, take off. He's the commander of that mission. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal because this is it. It's the final one for Endeavour. It's a big deal because she was able to go and travel there again. It was scrubbed the last time because they had a problem with the heater on board the shuttle. It's been given all the pre-flight checks, and it looks positive. So all systems are good. If the weather is good, they should be able to launch. Look for that. 8:56 in the morning, East Coast time, and unless it gets pushed back, because you don't know with the winds and whatnot, it should go. Endeavour has been around since 1992, and it's a little piece of trivia here. The Endeavour was actually a replacement for the Challenger, which sadly exploded in 1986.